ABC Radio Australia.
Record numbers of Fijians who have migrated overseas last year in what ANZ research says was driven by easing border restrictions in Australia and New Zealand. More than 25,000 Fijians, or around 3% of the population, migrated overseas in the year ending 2023. Now, that's the highest since official records began in 2005. ANZ Pacific's senior economist, Kirsty Sen, spoke to reporter Mackenzie Smith, who began by asking if the findings were a surprise.
Yes, it does surprise me a little bit, actually. You know, what we had seen in the media in Fiji, figures a lot higher than 25,000, figures like 50,000 or so has been bandied around. So these are basically statistics put together by the Fiji Bureau of Statistics of the number of people who go abroad for employment, study, or to live permanently. But the thing that the Fiji Bureau of Statistics doesn't do is differentiate the number of people by the length of stay. So it includes a lot of people who come across here to Australia and also to New Zealand to on the short-term employment visas under the various specific labour schemes. And those people normally would be excluded from the migration statistics. So when I say I was a little bit surprised, but I shouldn't really be, because the numbers that we have included in our research are actually half of what has already been said in the media in Fiji. But I suppose when I said I was a little bit surprised, I really meant the composition of people leaving really did surprise me, because I would have thought you'd think that, you know, migration, a lot of people would be leaving on a permanent resident visa. But when you look at the statistics, you see that actually, you know, it's a whole lot of people on student visas who've gone across both Australia and New Zealand to study for long term, and as well as people on work permits to take up employment here over the next 2 to 3 years. So that composition shift did surprise me a little bit, but there we are, those are the numbers.
And what's driving this increase?
Yeah, well, you think about it, both Australia and New Zealand, like Fiji, although not so much Fiji, they had their borders shut pretty much for most of 2020 and 2021. This is the international border, right? That basically meant that a lot of people couldn't come into the country. And as you know, net overseas migration has been a key driver of Australia's population growth over many decades. So once the borders were open, Australia and New Zealand both relaxed their migration policy, and their migrant intake from source markets, including Fiji, really took off. So if you look at the statistics here, Australia received a total of more than 500,000 people on a net basis last year from abroad. So these are the people who come here to study. These are long-term arrivals, so includes people on permanent residency visa, but most of these arrivals were students as well as people coming here to work. So the relaxed migration policy settings of both Australia and New Zealand led to a significant uplift in the migrant intake in those two countries once the borders were open over 2022 and 2023. And as a result, a lot more people from Fiji were able to come into those two countries to either study, work, or live permanently.
Is this a trend likely to continue as borders remain open, or do you expect this to change?
I expect this to change because both the governments have come out and said that they will reset their migration policy in line with their long-term sustainable migration numbers. And the Australian government is already on record saying that they're looking to reduce their net overseas migration numbers from 500,000 last year to something around 250,000 over the next 2 years. So the bias is towards tightening the migration policy settings, not relaxing it more. And because of that bias, fewer people will be coming in. And I think you will see that there will be fewer departures from Fiji to both Australia and New Zealand from this year onwards.